FBI Agents Association outraged by Biden granting clemency to Leonard Peltier. By Paul Bois on January 20, 2025. The FBI Agents Association expressed outrage after now former President Joe Biden granted clemency to Native American activist Leonard Peltier, who was convicted of killing two FBI agents. The former president issued a number of pardons and sentence commutations in his final moments in the Oval Office this week, chief among them being Leonard Peltier, who was convicted in 1975, per UPI. Among the names granted clemency Monday was longtime jailed Native American activist Leonard Peltier, who many say was America's longest-serving political prisoner after he was convicted in 1975 of allegedly killing two FBI agents on his property in a trial many viewed as a sham. Biden was right to commute the life sentence of the indigenous elder and activist given the serious human rights concerns about the fairness of his trial. Paul O'Brien, executive director of Amnesty International USA, said Monday in a statement. Meanwhile, the British-headquartered Amnesty International had for decades advocated for Peltier's release to the U.S. government, doing so publicly at least twice in the last few months of last year. In a statement released on Monday, the FBI Agents Association, FBIA, called the former president's commutation of Peltier's sentence disgraceful, noting the brutal murders of FBI Special Agents Jack Coler and Ronald Williams. This last-second, disgraceful act by then-President Biden, which does not change Peltier's guilt but does release him from prison, is cowardly and lacks accountability. It is a cruel betrayal to the families and colleagues of these fallen agents and is a slap in the face of law enforcement, it said. Agents Coler and Williams gave their lives in service to this nation, and their families continue to bear the heavy burden of that sacrifice. The loss of these heroes is felt as deeply today within the FBI family as it was in 1975, it added. The statement further charged that Peltier never expressed remorse for his actions and that he should be granted no mercy or clemency. Many of the former president's pardons and commutations were met with raised eyebrows by even Democrats, most especially his decision to pardon five members of his own family just before leaving office. With record low polling and widely viewed as a failed president, Biden completed his one-man race to the bottom of ethics by issuing preemptive pardons to members of his own family, wrote Jonathan Turley at The Hill. The pardons were timed to guarantee that the media would not focus on yet another unethical act by this president. He need not have worried. For 4 years, the media worked tirelessly to deny or deflect the corruption scandal surrounding the Biden family, added Turley. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.